Listener Production.
Hello, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. The opposition leader wants more detail on the planned wording of the referendum question for the voice to Parliament before he supports it. It's been unveiled today, with legislation to be introduced next week. Peter Dutton wants the Solicitor General's advice on the wording to be released.
If you're proposing a very significant change to our founding document, how will it deliver practical outcomes for Indigenous Australians? And if he can't provide that detail, then he needs to explain why.
Federal police have launched a review after an independent senator was wrestled to the ground by an officer while trying to interrupt an anti-trans rights rally in Canberra. Lydia Thorpe claims she was pulverised by police. The Defence Force has launched an investigation after one of its helicopters crashed off the New South Wales south coast. It ditched into the ocean during a routine counter-terrorism training exercise. Defence Minister Richard Miles says two crew members suffered minor injuries.
They're being looked after, and essentially people have been able to get out of this without any serious injury.
A third man has been charged by federal police in relation to a massive cocaine bust. More than 300 kilos of the drug was allegedly found in a boat that washed up in southern WA last month. The 49-year-old was arrested last night at a Perth home. A WA woman is being handed a $1 million payout from Chicken Treat. She was one of 11 people who fell ill after eating chips laced with a cleaning product from the Bunbury restaurant back in 2013. In sport, the Mitch Moses contract saga is reportedly over. The gun playmaker has apparently signed a mammoth 5-year deal to remain at the Eels. There's talks it's paying upwards of $1.2 million per season. And still on footy, Broncos coach Kevin Walters says there's no concerns around the fitness of Ezra Mam ahead of tomorrow night's Battle of Brisbane. The star half was spotted with heavy strapping on his right leg at training this morning, but Kevy says it won't hold him back. Up tonight are the Eels and the Panthers kicking off round 4.